The Hampton School District along the Iowa border near East Moline would see its total operating revenue decrease by more than 13%, the most of any district in Illinois. There are some districts that, perhaps because they had a surge in enrollment or property value declines, would get more money, but the vast majority of all districts would see a cut. Jessica Handy with the group Stand for Children says it hurts impoverished districts the most. She favors a plan that would redo how Illinois decides how much state money each school gets to protect the neediest.
Cuts are not easy for anyone, but when school districts have to absorb these cuts and have to take on additional responsibilities, it's really important that we're looking at equalizing the playing field for everybody.
Either way, Republicans say Democrats are using threats of cuts to make the situation look worse in an attempt to build support for maintaining a higher income tax. Indeed, these figures are all based on Governor Pat Quinn's projection of what would happen without his tax hike. I'm Amanda Vinicky.